There is a lot to be thankful for in the West End these days. Down in Beaver Bay, a new business has started up. The Blue Anchor Restaurant, which has been closed for 2 years, has reopened with new owners and new energy. Tim and Nicole Joyce met while attending Le Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts. They opened their doors on October 15th, and it's already become a favorite stopping place for locals. They're open every day from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., offering an extensive breakfast menu, soups, burgers, and sandwiches. You can enjoy your meal near the fireplace in the dining room, or order your food to go. Everyone who stopped there comments on the friendly atmosphere. The Cook County High School Alpine Ski Team, which trains at Lutzen Mountains, is experiencing a change of coaching leadership this year. Jim Vick of Lutzen was the coach for nearly 15 years, along with able assistance from Jim Elverhoy of Tofty and Mike Larson of Lutzen. The new head coach is Charles Lamb from Schroeder. Charles is a veteran of the popular Lutzen Junior Alpine Club, where he has coached, organized, and generally slaved away for a number of years. So his transition to high school coach is a natural one. Speaking of which, the Lutzen Junior Alpine Club is gearing up for the upcoming ski season. The club is a development effort to get kids hooked on a lifetime of downhill skiing. It's open to all kids under the age of 15. A parent must accompany children that are less than 6 years old. Kids 16 and older can participate if there's space available. Of course, there are many opportunities for older kids to help out as volunteers. The club provides junior racing skis to the kids who choose to compete in races. The participants have to provide their own boots, poles, and season passes. The club strives to make sure that every child can participate, so if you're interested, get in touch and they'll find a way to get you skiing. Registration for the Junior Alpine Club is December 3rd at Lutzen Mountains Rental Shop. Contact Charles Lamb at 663-8017 or Rick Backstrom at 387-9789 to get more detailed information. As always, you can contact WTIP for complete contact info. The annual Birch Grove Holiday Book Fair is scheduled for the week starting on Tuesday, December 10th. The sale is open during school hours at the Birch Grove School and features books for children and adults, Wolf Ridge calendars, computer games, cookbooks, puzzles, and more. There'll be special shopping hours on Tuesday, December 17th from 1:30 until 6:30 p.m. during the always entertaining Birch Grove Winter Program. The Birch Grove Foundation is advertising a business opportunity for an entrepreneur to manage the Lake Superior Youth Hostel at the Birch Grove Community Center. The hostel's been operating as a successful private business for many years. Recently, the Birch Grove Foundation acquired the hostel. The job includes working with large school and church groups who stay at the hostel while skiing at Lutzen Mountains on winter weekends. However, the foundation would like to expand the youth hostel, so the job could grow as time goes on. There's certainly a demand for youth hostel services year-round in the West End. The wild ice skating season has come and probably gone for another season. Great skating was reported on Dyers, Caribou, Deer Yard, and Four Mile Lakes over the last week. High winds and cold temperatures held down the skating enthusiasm a little bit, but the folks who braved the elements reported having a sublime experience. Jessa Frost from Tofty took advantage of the wind by flying a parafoil kite while skating on Deer Yard Lake. With 3 inches of snow already on the ground over the hill, and more on the way, it's probably time to hang up the skates and pull out the skis and snowshoes. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.